begone now, ere our arrows fly. And if he would speak with me again, first dismiss the elvish host to the woods where it belongs, and then return, laying down your arms before you approach the threshold.
The elven king is my friend, and he has succored the people of the lake in their need, though they had no claim but fringe upon him, answered Bard. We will give you time to repent your words. Gather your wisdom ere we return.
Then he departed and went back to the camp. Ere many hours were passed, the banner-bearers returned, and trumpeters stood forth and blew a blast.
In the name of Esgaroth and the forest,
one cried,
we speak unto Thorin Thrain's son Oakenshield, calling himself the king under the mountain, and we bid him consider well the claims that have been urged, or be declared our foe. At the least he shall deliver 1/12 portion of the treasure unto Bard, as the dragon slayer, and as the heir of Gideon. From that portion Bard will himself contribute to the aid of Esgaroth. But if Thorin would have the friendship and honour of the lands about, as his sires had of old, then he will give also somewhat of his own for the comfort of the men of the lake.
Then Thorin seized a bow of horn and shot an arrow at the speaker. It smote into his shield and stuck there quivering.
Since such is your answer, he called in return, I declare the mountain besieged. You shall not depart from it until you call on your side for a truce and a parley. We will bear no weapons against you, but we leave you to your gold. You may eat that, if you will.
With that the messengers departed swiftly, and the dwarves were left to consider their case. So grim had Thorin become, that even if they had wished, the others would not have dared to find fault with him. But indeed, most of them seemed to share his mind, except perhaps old fat Bomba and Feely and Keely. Bilbo, of course, disapproved of the whole turn of affairs. He had by now had more than enough of the mountain, and being besieged inside it was not at all to his taste.
The whole place still stinks of dragon, he grumbled to himself, and it makes me sick, and Cram is beginning simply to stick in my throat.